won't work anymore. That's why those files are increasing, because everybody got into the relationship too. When we go back from here tomorrow, we're going back into the same relationships, but now to give. One person in the family has to give. Everyone will start getting charged. And when everyone starts getting charged, everyone will start giving. It's just that we had forgotten that we are in a relationship to give. We thought we're in a relationship to get. The least compromise we could make was relationship means give and take. The relationship means give and take. Business means? Business means give and take. What's the difference? Then we started counting. I did this for you. How much did you do for me? Last time I did this according to you. Now it's your turn. This is business conversation. Last birthday I called her up. Did she call me up? Business. Relationship? Relationship? Three times I adjusted according to what he says. Now it's his turn. Business. Relationship? Give and take? Relationship? Relationship? Give? Give? And? How many times? How many times? How can I keep giving always? Where am I going to get it from? That's why take. Don't give and take. Take and give. And while giving, who is the first one who will get it? Even while giving, it's I who will experience it first. So I take, I give, while giving, I get it. Now I don't need to take anything from there. Give anger, and it's here that I will remain disturbed. Give love, give forgiveness, it's here that I'm going to be at ease. So from tomorrow, vocabulary needs to change. Please understand me. Change. I'll understand you. Please trust me. Please trust me. I trust you. Please respect me. Appreciate me. Because we are going back as? Abhi to angel se bhi promotion ho gaya. Now we are going back as divine souls, deities. See, everything in nature which gives is worshipped. Everything in nature which gives is worshipped. It's revered because it gives. That's why we say sun god. Why is the sun, the water, the fire equated to God? Because God gives. Tulsi, why is it worshipped? Medicinal value, gives. Cow, worshipped. Why? Gives. Human nature is also to give. Just for the last couple of thousand years, we have been living in contrast to our original nature. That's why we're getting suffocated. Give. Give and give. How many times? What happens if I give and yet I get something opposite in return? What do? Give more. Will it influence the other person? Once we go back from here, we only have to remember the equation of the energy, how it works. The energy that I create, I radiate, it reaches the other person. What do they do with that energy? What do they do with that energy? I create love, radiate, she receives it. What does she do with that? Three things can be done with energy. Reflect, absorb, third, transform. Now look at all those people sending us energy. Those who are sending us beautiful energy, reflect. Those who are sending us, what do we do with it now? Beautiful energy, reflect. Not very sweet energy. What do I do with that now? Don't reflect. Don't absorb. Sometimes we don't reflect, but we absorb. Someone is shouting at me, someone is exploiting me, someone is abusing me. I don't reflect. But I remain silent and I absorb. And I absorb means they abused me here, now I abuse myself here. They said 5 lines, I say 5,000 lines to myself. So I've absorbed that energy. So no reflection, no absorption. Third, transform. Matlab kya? Transform. What will we do? Someone sending me negative energy, transform means if I reflect, someone's harsh to me, I'm harsh back. Reflect. Someone's harsh to me, silent, but in pain, absorb. Transform. 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 Ignore nahi kar sakte energy. See, when someone's sending energy, we can't ignore it. We have to do one of the three things to it. Because it's continuously coming to me. Whether in words, whether in behavior, or whether just in thoughts, they are sending it to me. I have to do one of the three things. Reflection, very easy. Absorption, very easy. Now, transformation. What does it mean, transformation? They are sending negative to me. And I have to send good wishes to them. Possible? They abuse me, I bless them. Possible? Anji? First we'll do it in the morning, every day in the meditation. You know? Every day in meditation. Then we'll take care of the thoughts we create for them throughout the day. Situations come only once in a while. Most of the work is just happening here inside. Relationships are not here. Relationships are here. Relationship is how I am thinking about another person. It's not how I am speaking and behaving with other people. Relationship is an energy exchange. I send energy to you, I receive energy from you. Relationship. Quality of energy, we decide. But if there is an energy exchange, it's a relationship. If I connect to God and I receive energy from them, it's a relationship. If I'm just chanting and no energy exchange, no relationship. Someone is abusing me, someone is pulling me down, somebody is speaking ill about me in the office, someone is seeing to it that I'm not moving ahead, I send them blessings. Possible? Transform, na? Transform. Possible? Sochu, sochu. Whatever we decide today, we have to do tomorrow. Why we have to do it? Then doing it will be very easy. She is sending negative energy to me in whatever form. One could be in the form of bullying, one could be in the form of shouting, one could be in the form of betraying, one could be speaking ill about me to other people. She's doing all that or any one of them. Negative energy. If I reflect this negative energy back, which means I create the same thoughts, what am I recording here? What am I recording here? Negative songs. One. Second option, I don't reflect but I absorb, which means I start thinking ill. about what she's doing to me and I start thinking ill about her. What am I recording here? Negative songs. Second, I understand the soul is carrying some sanskar. Either a sanskar of criticism, that's why they're always critical about me. Or a sanskar of anger, so they are shouting at me. Or a sanskar of insecurity and jealousy, that's why she's speaking ill of me. Compassion, empathy. I understand that the soul is carrying this sanskar. And the minute I understand that the soul is carrying that sanskar, the soul is in pain, what will I automatically create for the soul? If you know someone is ill, and that's why they are shouting, what do you automatically create for that soul? Compassion, love, mercy. Recording? Recording? Now, it's time for me to leave this body. What is going to go with me? What is going to go with me? Only two things. Every thought that I recorded, every sanskar that it made, it's getting recorded. Look at how much care we take when we're clicking a photograph. What do? We want everything to be perfect because once recorded, once recorded, eternal. Nothing getting deleted from here. How careful we should be. And so easily I think ill of him, think wrong about her, getting recorded. It's not about them, it's my recording. Now criticism is not their sanskar, criticism has become a part of my recording because I'm thinking about them. And once I start thinking that way about them, negative energy was coming from there. Now what is the energy going from here? Even if I'm only hurt when somebody is not nice to me, what's the energy that I'm radiating to them? Two things are happening. One, sanskar getting recorded. And second, an energy exchange getting established, which we call a karmic account. If you have a meeting today, cup of coffee, a conversation, and the conversation just tends a little towards an argument and a little conflict and ends on that argument and you go home. Second time we meet again, what will be the flavor of the next meeting? What will be the flavor of the next meeting? It will start on where the first meeting ended. If we don't take care, then the second meeting is going to be a little more complex, bitter than the first one. Go home, meet again after 15 days. Third meeting? More. Fourth? More. And it can go on into a vicious cycle unless in any of the one meetings, any of the two, one person has to change. I'm going to be nice with her today. Forget whatever happened in the past. What will happen to that meeting? Pleasant. Next meeting? Pleasant. Cycle changed. Do both the people have to do something to change the cycle? Do both the people have to do something to change the cycle? Only one. Please remember this. It takes only one person to change the quality of a relationship. We always thought both have to do something to change a relationship. Not true. And so we kept waiting. When they will change, then what I'm doing will work and my relationship will be beautiful. One person. It's an energy exchange. Ping pong ball. I'm sending a black color ball, I'm getting a black color ball, I'm sending a black color ball, I'm getting a black color ball. Today I decide to send a white color ball. What will come back to me? One person has to do it. If that one person doesn't do it, we can keep exchanging black color balls for what is the definition of ever for? I send her a black color ball, I receive black, send black, receive black for? For? Till I am in this costume. And when we meet again after 15 days in another costume. There are some people we meet, some whom we just don't know why we don't like. And some whom we just can't understand why we like them so much. It all depends on what was the color of the ball last time. Because the minute the two souls will come into contact again, the same flavor that they ended it on last time, the next meeting will start on that flavor. But it need not continue on the same flavor. If it's white, continue white. But if it's black this time, I need to change. As will be my karma, so will be my destiny. There were two belief systems that we heard since childhood. One, everything is happening according to God's will. And one, as will be my karma, so will be my destiny. Which one is true? What about the first one? Everything is happening according to God's will. Everything is happening according to God's will. Let's listen to people who come here for the first time, no? Let them think a little bit. If everything is happening according to God's will, how would destiny be? How would destiny be? If God was the writer of everyone's destiny, how would our life be? Perfect, not great. Perfect. It can't have even... It wouldn't be, one would be wealthy and another one would be, God is writing the destiny of all His children. How would the destiny be? Perfect and equal. If you had to write the destiny of your child, it would be perfect. And if two children, then it will be equal. It can't be more for one, less for the other. Parent cannot do that. So whenever there was some problem, some crisis, big challenge, we always thought, who has written this in my destiny? And that's why the finger sometimes went here. This is because of my boss, this is because of... And for bigger things, the finger went. So if he is the writer of my destiny and he has written this problem, then who's going to solve it? So application... Please do this, please do this, please do this with incentive. Because we didn't have clarity. God will not write pain, terror, violence, stress, anger, anxiety in our destiny, disease, natural calamities, young deaths. God is not going to write all this destiny. You will never write this in your destiny. You won't even write 100 fever for your child. Would you write? Thode din so bukhar, thode din. Thode din, nahi. How would you want the health to be? Perfect. Look at what all he's writing in our destiny, if we think he's writing our destiny. Blood cancer to a 3-year-old child, he will write this destiny. So next time, the finger. So if he is not writing my destiny, who is writing my destiny? As is my karma, so will be the consequence. Whatever I radiate out, the same will come back to me. When I'm radiating energy, it is karma. What I think, what I speak, what I behave is energy that I create, I radiate, karma. Energy that's coming to me, situations, people's behavior towards me, my health, situations, things which are happening to me. What I am doing is karma. What is happening to me is What I am doing is karma. What is happening to me is destiny. What is the connection between the two? That what is happening to me is a return of what I have done. It's a consequence of what I have done. Now look at all the things that are happening to us. Whether it is in terms of health, whether it's in terms of career, whether it is in terms of relationships, whether it is people's behavior to us. All the energy that is coming towards me, most of it is very beautiful, but all the energy that is coming in this direction, why is it coming to me? Why is energy coming to me? Because now I want to change the quality of this energy coming to me. What do I need to do? I don't like the energy which is coming towards me. What do I need to do? I will need to change the quality of the energy that I'm sending. What I have already sent, but today what happens if we don't take care, if there's negative energy coming to me, what I send again is again negative. And if I send negative again, I've already written my destiny that my present is also negative, my future is also negative. This will again come. So black ball is going, black ball coming, black ball going, coming, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, this lifetime. Change the costume, meet again, don't know the reason why black ball started again. Do you have anyone in office who doesn't like you? Many black balls. Actually, by the time we reach end of Kali Yuga, we've made karmic accounts of black balls and come because we didn't take care of sending white ball in return for black. Now we have a chance. Why are they doing this to me? I haven't done anything wrong to them. Why are they doing this to me? When we check whether I have been nice to them, we only check I have been nice to them after wearing this dress. Sister, stand. Pink dress. Stand. Related? No. Very good. Stand. Pink dress, grey dress. After wearing her pink dress, she has behaved very nicely to him. And so she is automatically expecting very nice energy to come from there, because I've always been so nice to him. Yeah? But when I check my always have been, you know, the emphasis on the word, I've always been so nice to them. Always been nice to them since I wore the pink dress. What were you wearing yesterday? Which color? White. She doesn't remember which energy she has sent to him in her previous white dress. So when we use the word, I've always been nice to them, please make that always little small. We emphasize, I've always, but always since when? Since last 30, 40 years. How old is the soul? How old are you? Beto. How old? 45. How old is the blue shirt you're wearing? 5 months. We're very clear. I said, how old are you? He never said 5 months. Because he's very clear. 5 months is the age of my shirt. 42 is the age of my second costume. This costume and then this costume. What is my age? My age. 42 in this dress. 100 before that in another dress. 100 before that in another dress. 100 before that in another dress. We have no idea what all we've done and come. In these 42 years, so much energy balls have been exchanged. Imagine last 100. And then 100. and then 100 and 100. What all have we recorded here? Can we take guarantee that I have always been nice to them? So next time we change our vocabulary. Since I've come in this body, I've been nice to them. Which is okay. Which is the truth. That since I've worn this dress, I've been nice to them. But I don't know what I've done before. But if energy is coming this way, it is only because it has gone like this. It cannot come like this otherwise. It cannot. Now, every costume, sanskar, 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 karmic account. Change costume, sanskar, 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 karmic account. When the soul leaves the body, it carries two things with it. Sanskar and karmic exchanges that it has created. Now, when I take my new costume, I forget my connections that I've made before. But when these two souls will come in connection with each other, something will start happening and we will not know the reason why they are sending these black balls to me. I just can't understand, what problem does she have with me? She has a reason for the problem. She has a reason. A reason which she has also forgotten, and a reason which I have also forgotten, but the energy karmic connection doesn't forget that. So when I meet that soul, that same quality energy exchange will start. Now, when we look at each other today, we look at each other on the basis of physical appearances, position, role, relationships. This is all ego consciousness. Sister just shared with us, relationship E, egoless. Egoless means when I meet someone, I need to connect to them on the basis of? Connect to them on the basis of? Not how they look. Not what they have acquired in this lifetime. Not depending on what label is my relationship with them, but connect to them on the basis of? Soul. I, the soul, meeting another soul. What will be the difference in the relationship? Understanding. What will be the understanding? It's because of lot of sanskars that soul has carried. Now just visualize your CD. Here is a CD. 40 years in this costume, we know how much we've recorded. 100 years before that, 100 years before that, 100, 1000, 2000, 5000 years, lots of recordings. And here there's a CD with 5000 years of recording of songs. Can any two CDs be identical? Even 40 years, two of our lives are not identical. So imagine 1000, 2000, 3000. Now two CDs with 5000 years of songs get married today. What will happen? The next morning, they are listening to each other's songs and they are saying, how can you be like this? So I just can't understand, how can you be like this? Because they thought that the song that I am carrying is going to be the same song that will play on that CD, and sometimes the songs are completely opposite. One CD could carry rock music, other CD could carry bhajan. What do you do? You have to live together. Now, how will we live together? One way of living together is always trying to change the other person's song. Complaining, criticizing, asking them to change. Please remember, recording cannot be deleted. We can help them to create a new recording. Recording cannot be deleted. Acceptance means, let's enjoy their songs. You know, it's like the songs playing in the neighbor's house. You have only two choices. Either grumble about it or start humming the same music. Enjoy their music. Accept the song. acceptance and expectation can change quality of life completely. Anyone stays near the airport, close to the airport, do you hear every day? Now, if a new person has to come and live at your place, they wouldn't be able to sleep tonight. Yeah? They'll say, ye kaisa ghar hai, har 5 minute baad, But she sleeps very well. What has she done? She has accepted. The disturbance is less of that noise, and the disturbance is the noise that my mind creates in return to that noise. Her mind doesn't create any noise because she bought that house. And when she bought that house, she accepted. Start accepting the songs on the other CD. We were so busy trying to change each other's songs, and in the next 2-3 years, another CD came to the house. And both the IT professionals looked at it and thought, blank CD. We are now going to write what we want on this CD. That CD came full of recordings of another 5,000 years. Sanskars, which some could be same like us because parents influence on the children, majority sanskars different. Because that soul has carried it from. When we look at our children's sanskars, intention is very pure. But sometimes the method is not right. We can sometimes come across a sanskar which we understand is not right for the child. But we need to understand that soul has created that recording sometime. What's the easy way to help them to create a new sanskar? What would we do? First, accept the existing sanskar. Which means no criticism, no rejection, and definitely no comparison with another CD. Look at your sister, she's so smart. Look at you. Easiest way to deplete soul power. Rejection. Criticizing the soul for their sanskar. Ridiculing the soul for their sanskar. Look at the different situations in which souls are leaving the body today. Accidents, trauma, natural calamities, terror attack, illnesses. What is the frame of mind in which a soul leaves the body today? That will be the state of the soul in the beginning of the next birth. Nepal earthquake. So many souls left the body. So many souls saw the trauma, they are there today. They are still going through counseling. Those souls who've experienced the trauma but did not change the costume, they are getting counseling. But those souls who experienced the trauma, changed the costume, parents say, baby. So how should the baby be? How should the baby be? Perfect. Baby has just seen trauma. How would this soul be? How would this child be? How many years for the Nepal earthquake? 3? 2? 3? 3? Now somewhere that child is going to be a 2-year-old baby now. And how many souls left that time? How would the child be? Imagine, what has the soul seen? The soul saw everything dropping, losing family, losing property, suffocation, trampled, and then left. How is the child going to be? Disturbed, fear, pain, trauma, not confident, smart, the way I want my child to be. Will I be able to understand my child? parents sometimes are shocked looking at the sanskars of their children. How can my child be like this? Compassion, empathy. If a soul is carrying a particular sanskar, it is because they have created it, experienced it last time, they have come with it. What is our role? It could be our child, it could be our spouse, it could be our colleague, now it could be anybody. What's our role? For me, I feel compassion is impossible without soul consciousness. If I do not understand soul has carried that sanskar and is like this, it's very difficult to be compassionate when we are seeing sanskars which are not comfortable. If you see a child who is fearful, keeps hiding behind the door, doesn't go out alone, doesn't want to stay, you know, alone at night, you said, what kind of a child is this? Look at all other children. This is not compassion. This is rejection. But at that moment, if somebody had to come and tell us, your child is a soul who left the body in the Nepal earthquake, one thought, compassion. That's why nowadays people go in for past life regression. That's the only reason. They want to go and find out what had happened, what was my connection with this soul, because of which. But we don't need to go in for a past life regression. Not comfortable to know about the past. Understand that whatever is happening in the present, it's a consequence of the past. I cannot change the past, but the present is completely in our hand. Now look at all the souls around you, different relationships, different sanskars. And from today, I accept their sanskar. 10 days back in the medical conference, there was a 10-year-old boy who comes to me after the program and crying. The father comes with him. I said, what happened? He said, I continuously have this thought that my parents are going to die. I said, do you think like this only about your parents or about other people also? He said, no, I think for other people, but too much for my parents. He said, I'm so horrible, na? I think that my parents will. You imagine the amount of pain and trauma that a soul goes through. One, fear that my parents are going to die. Second, self-hatred that I am creating this thought for my parent. And it has nothing to do with his 10 years life in this costume. Nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. But that soul has carried, because the soul has left the body in some trauma where probably the soul saw close ones leaving. Now compassion and empathy was the only thing which will help that soul to forget the past. If people criticize him for what he is thinking, if people ridicule him for what he is thinking, then the soul power will only get. Now look at everything, whether it is fear of heights, fear of water, fear of flights, any kind of fear, similarly any kind of any other sanskar. Past. That is why a little bit of attention on changing sanskars is an investment which is going to last for it's really worth it, taking out that half an hour to work on ourselves to change our sanskars, because all our uncomfortable sanskars are going to give us pain in this lifetime, next, and next, and next. It's an eternal recording. Sanskars will not change when we change the costume. CD will just come out of one player and go into the second player. Player will change. CD and songs remain the same. So now I need to take care of every sanskar that I am carrying and every karmic account that I am creating. My balance sheet on 31st of March is the closing balance. 1st of April, that is the opening balance. And that is why when a child is born, what is the first thing the Panditji prepares? Kundali. Based on? What is that Kundali? It's the 1st April balance sheet. Yes. Based on? Based on transactions of the past. Transactions of the past. Yesterday Suraj Bhai said a very powerful thing. We can change what is written in the horoscope. We can change what is written here. How? How will we change? I met an astrologer and I asked him, I said, how does the horoscope get prepared on the first day? What about all the karmas that I'm doing in this 40 years? That also should come there, no, in the horoscope. Horoscope got decided on the first day. This will happen, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. Why not what I have done in these 40, 45 years, that also should get manifested in the horoscope. Okay, very beautiful line. He said, horoscope is created based on the sanskars of the soul. I said, right, so? He said, most of the people do not change their sanskars. He said, and because people do not change their sanskars, everything written on the first day goes on playing exactly that way. It will come out right. I said, if somebody works on themselves and changes their sanskar, I quote him, he said, for that soul, this document is not valid. Not valid. Because sanskars change, karma will change, destiny will change. But if sanskars don't change, which means I did something last time, sent a black ball, got a black ball, carrying the same sanskar, I don't change the sanskar, black ball will come to me, I will send a black ball again, what is written in the horoscope will turn out to be exactly right. But if a black ball comes to me this time and I send a white one in return, horoscope will not be valid. We have the power. We have the power. Because destiny is going to be on the basis of my sanskar. Now, everything that's happening to me. Yesterday we said, angels will not compete. If we understand soul consciousness and we understand that every soul carries their sanskars and karma, the concept of competition ends. Why? Two children, everything in the present is the same. Same parents, same family, same background, same school, same college, same engineering, same marks, same everything. Even let's say same sanskars of the present. Chalo, hypothetical. And both of them start work on the same day. Will both their career graphs be the same? Everything is same in the present. Input factors are same. Will the output be the same? All input factors same. Everything that we can see in the present is an input factor. The output will be based on all these input factors and one hidden input factor. What will be that hidden input factor? The past karma of that soul. If a soul has helped a lot of people on the journey of their many lives, earned a lot of blessings, done a lot of good for people, that soul today, less effort, more success. It's like two children have an exam tomorrow. You see one child playing and one child studying 24 hours without sleeping at night. But tomorrow what happens? The child who was playing came first. The child who was studying failed. And we say, how is this possible? Because we are seeing that life of the child only on that one day before the exam. The one who was playing the day before the exam was studying the whole year. And so he came first. The one who is studying today without sleeping was playing the whole year. He's going to fail. When we see our karma and our destiny, we say only how much we have studied today, one day before. Destiny is going to be based on the 365 days. That means many lifetimes. My present factor with my colleague could be the same. In fact, I could be better than my colleague in the present factor. But I do not know the past factor of my colleague and mine. How should I have competition now? Competition is only possible, race is only possible if all the parameters are same. You can't have one person in a 100 meter race and one person in a 500 meter race. No, parameters are different. Competition, not possible. Competition would have only been possible if we started with a blank slate. How can two business houses compete on 1st April if their balance sheet of the past years is completely different? So if I now create jealousy, if I now create insecurity, then my present karma is again black ball. And then success will become difficult. If I see other people getting more success than me, and I feel bad, I'm creating another black ball. My karmas will write my destiny. Their karmas are writing their destiny. I may have all the wrong factors in my past, doesn't matter. Let my present be beautiful and powerful. I will create a destiny of my choice. But if I compare my destiny with other people, then I create insecurity and jealousy. Now I will create wrong karmas in my present life also. So competition only with myself. Attention on my karma. Everything that is happening to me, everything that people are doing to me is a consequence of my past. What power do I have now? What power do I have now? Irrespective of what quality energy I'm getting from them, what should I send now? What should I send now? Only and only and only pure energy. When I hit a wall from here to that wall, it's in my control only till it's in my hand. Once out, it leaves there, hit the ball, return. Astrology is a science which will say you hit it at this angle and that's how this is going to come back to you. Pure science. But astrology can only tell me how that ball is going to come back. Astrology cannot tell me how I'm going to send the next ball. So we go and ask somebody, please tell me what's going to be my future. Do any of you go for that? Anyone interested in knowing their future? Nobody. Where is the sanskar of honesty gone? Nobody wants to know about their future. What will happen if I come to know a black ball is going to come? What am I going to do with it? That's all that I can get to know, right? Your next year is going to be like yesterday Suraj Bhai said, Rahu bahut bhari hai. Rahu bahut bhari hai means what? It is some particular sanskar of mine which is going to get influenced by the planet, and when that sanskar emerges, I am going to create problems for myself. So what did he say? Create a thought, I am friends with you. Which means fear out. Fear out, faith, confidence and love there. Sanskar changed, destiny changed. But if I keep living in that fear, Rahu bhari hai, Rahu bhari hai, Rahu bhari hai, Rahu bhari ho jayega. I'm creating that fear and manifesting it into my destiny. So astrology can tell me which is the black ball that is coming back. Spirituality can teach me send the next ball as a white ball. And once I start learning how to keep sending white balls, I don't need to go and ask anybody which one is coming there, because white or ball, whatever comes, I have to send only white. So why do I need to go and find out? Because again, it's information that goes in. Very risky. And nowadays we make it very casual, just friends sitting, I know how to read your hand, chalo, tell me. Without even knowing the... It's information, you know, somebody can just say, that's it, and your mind will take it, believe it, perceive it, live it, and make it a reality. Keep your hands like this, don't show them to anybody. Don't allow people to tell you what's going to happen. You choose what you want to make it happen. Destiny created by our karma, not destiny written in the 31st March balance sheet. That's my past, it's okay, I could have made mistakes. Important is what am I doing now. Anyone has black balls coming to them? Raise your hand. They could be big black ones, they could be tiny ones. Okay, visualize black coming from there. Now I know the reason why they are coming, so blaming them stopped. What they are doing is absolutely, say it, what they are doing is absolutely not their sanskar. What they are sending to me is absolutely, they are absolutely right. They are absolutely fair. Till now we were saying they are wrong, they are bad, they are horrible. Now we are saying they are right, they are fair. That itself will change destiny. Now what am I going to send to them? White. And that is where the role of good wishes and blessings. Let them cheat me, betray me, do whatever. I will only send white balls. There was a lady who used to watch the TV program Awakening for many years. And then once I met her and she said, she was 35, and she said, I was abused when I was 5. Abused by a very close family member. This is a kind of a trauma which people can carry for a lifetime, and if not healed, let's always remember, anything not healed, CD is taking it forward. So please heal all the trauma, all the pain, everything while we remember the cause of it. Because when the player changes, the pain is there without remembering the reason why this happened. Today, if I am a victim of abuse, I might not trust people. But at least I know why I don't trust people. But when the CD changes the player, I will not know why I don't trust people. That makes it even more complicated. When I know the reason, I can heal. When I don't know the reason, it becomes a little tougher. So she said, obviously I don't like people, I don't trust men, I didn't trust my family, didn't protect me. All that hurt, she refused, she didn't get married, everything very aloof, indifferent for 30 years of her life, carrying pain. And she said, just one change I understand. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? My karma, my consequence. If I keep creating black energy for that same soul, I've already wasted 30 years living in pain. I will live an entire life in pain and carry forward that pain. Today, I forgive and let go. It's an understanding. I forgive and I let go them from here. And once I let them go from here, it's liberation. That is liberation, that is mukti, that is freedom. Otherwise we can hold on to the past like, and then we are holding on to one particular past but it is pain that is creating here, which will reflect in all my other relationships. So irrespective of what they are sending us, what are we going to send them now? What are we going to send them now? Why are we sending them white? Not a favor to them. We are forgiving ourselves. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgiving other people. If I let go and I stop thinking ill about someone, I have forgiven myself. The law of the country and the law of karma will work on that soul. But if I let go, I have forgiven myself, changed my destiny. Do you have anyone you want to forgive? Have anyone you want to forgive? Yes. That's what we do in meditation. Like we sat this morning, taking white purity from God, bring that soul before you, here and here, here and here, healing that past karmic account, so that our present and our future, only white balls. Tomorrow when we go back, black balls will come to us. But now we are carrying a stock of only just that much attention will change destiny. Earlier we thought, if they are doing this to me, obviously I'll get hurt, obviously I'll get angry, obviously I'll be in pain. No. Obvious now is to create good wishes and blessings. Easiest way to do, charge ourselves every morning. Fill ourselves with white balls first from there and then radiate it there. When you go this afternoon for trekking, we'll do meditations, small meditations of how to heal our relationships. What's the energy that we send to them? Do it for them every morning. What did Suraj Bhai say yesterday? One person wakes up and creates a negative thought for the partner, and that thought goes and gets implanted there in the subconscious because they are sleeping. Opposite, one person wakes up, creates a pure, powerful thought for the other person. That's why I shared yesterday, do it when they are sleeping. Because when they are sleeping, their conscious mind is sleeping. So to embed something there will become easier. Like people do Reiki, pranic healing, does it work? Does it work? What is it doing? One person sitting in one place is channelizing the universal energy and sending it to heal the other person. If it can heal the blockages from the energy body, it can also heal the blockages from the soul. We call it Sakash. Sakash means taking energy from God, sending it to that soul, helping the soul to change that sanskar and changing the karmic account. Every morning, 5 minutes for that relationship. So meditation for myself and then meditation for that relationship and radiating those pure vibrations to the world. How much can happen in 10 minutes of meditation? And all this pure energy will become our glass of water into that pond. If 200 people who have come here today start adding a glass of pure milk into that pond, Kali Yuga will change. It requires a very small number to bring a shift. Sattvic lifestyle, which means sattvic information, what we read, what we hear. Go back tomorrow, 3 months experiment. Don't watch the news or read the newspaper first thing in the morning. Keep it to the latter part of the day and just go through it. Don't have to read the details of things which are not pure. Take care of the media that we are watching, reading, the kind of books we are reading, the kind of television we are watching, the kind of movies we are watching. It's not a movie there, it's here now. It's here now. It will become a part of my recording. So I should only take in that which I want to make it a part of my recording. Sattvic food. As will be the food, so will be the... You are what you eat. Jaisa an, vaisa man. Abhi an mein kaisa hai hamara aajkal? You know the light feeling that you're getting, a big part of that is happening there in that building. I always experience a session with people before lunch and after lunch. So I prefer to take after lunch because half the work is already done at lunch. Yes, sattvic food plays a very important role. It's vibration, it's the energy with which the consciousness with which the food was cooked. Over here, we are 1,000. When you go down and see the complex on Abu Road, Shantivan, 20,000 people eating breakfast, lunch, dinner. From 20,000, it can become 25,000. But there will be no food coming from outside, no help coming from outside. Only those brothers and sisters will cook who will cook in a meditative state of consciousness. And then after cooking, little of the food is all taken, put in a plate, and we sit in the meditation room. Just 1 minute. And meditate with that food. So the food that you're eating, a lot of jadoo is done on that. Yes. You meditate with that food. Connect to God. Fill it with purity, peace, love. Now when we eat that food, jaisa an, vaisa man, we start feeling pure. If I had to be tied here and I know I'm going to be slaughtered after 1 week, what will go on inside me? I'm going to be slaughtered after 1 week. What's the consciousness going to be? Pain, fear, hatred, anger, anxiety. That will be a part of my consciousness. That will be my vibration. Those will be the hormones that will be secreted in the body. After 1 week, cooked and presented on the plate, proteins. Proteins, yes. But proteins with the vibration of, pain, anger, fear, aggression. I already have so much of my own. How can I consume food which is carrying the same vibration? When somebody dies in our family and the body is there at home, food is not cooked on that day in the house, right? Yeah? Reason? Everybody is in pain. What else? Toxins, vibrations, energy of the house. Once we go for the funeral, what's the first thing that we do after coming back? Wash, bath, clothes for wash, house washed, then kitchen. Think. Dead body of our own family member. When the dead body of my close loved ones is in the house, there's no cooking happening. And daily I'm cooking somebody else's dead body. Kaise? Kaise? Think. If I want to have a pure mind, sattvic man, then my food will need to be sattvic. And sattvic food is not just vegetarian. Sattvic food is food cooked in a very pure meditative state. I know everyone's very busy, leave early, come back late, and we're earning so much, so we either eat out or we hire help to cook for us and our family. The concept of us cooking on our own is... Till 50 years back, there was no concept of eating out. And 50 years down the line, concept of eating at home is... Oh, today we are going to eat at home. You know, it's one of those rare things, like it used to be. Today we're going out for dinner. It's just because today we're having dinner at home. And we thought it's only food that we have to eat. How does it matter whether I'm eating at home or whether I'm eating out? It's only food, but the vibrations are different. What is the vibration of the food cooked for profit? It's food cooked with the intention of profit. What will be the vibrations of that food? And that's why today, for many of us, money is above our relationships. Because we are eating food cooked with the intention of money, money, money. 20 years back, it was relationships. Money was secondary. Today, money is first, relationship second. Brothers and sisters going to court over property. Husband and wife fighting over alimony. Money, money has become most important. Because we keep eating food cooked with the intention of earning money, there will be only money here. So however busy you may be, if you want happiness at home, please spend 10 minutes in the kitchen. Please spend 10 minutes in the kitchen, the last karchi, at least that much. Full of love, connect to God, meditate, put that vibration, now feed everyone and watch the magic happen. All the prayers, the chanting, the meditation should be done while cooking, because that will become the consciousness of the food. Give pure consciousness to the water we drink, give pure vibrations to the food we eat, and then feed it to everyone at home. You know, when we go to the temple, we take amrit like this. We put one hand before, because we not even a single drop should fall out. What's the difference between that amrit and this glass of water? What's the difference between that amrit, one spoon of amrit, and this glass of water? Who put those divine vibrations in that amrit? Can we put the same vibrations in this glass of water? So now stop drinking water and start drinking amrit. See the magic happen. Get a glass of water, tea, coffee, anything. Just wait for 30 seconds. Just wait. Don't just go wait. Just look at that. Connect. The ocean of purity is filling me with purity, and that vibration is going in this water. This is a glass full of pure water. Not pure in terms of mineral water, but pure in terms of the energy of this water. When I drink this water, I, the soul, will be divine, my body will be healthy. Now drink. 30 seconds. Magic happens. Go on the net and search for Dr. Emoto, experiment with water. He has taken samples of water, given it vibrations, and studied the crystal of the water. He even came here to Mount Abu and kept the sample of water in the meditation room. Crystals, water samples, given the vibration of anger, fear, hatred, crystals were not formed at all. 80% of our body is water. Just take 20 seconds. Give pure vibrations to water, to food, then consume. Medicine, 5 seconds. This medicine is pure healing energy. This will go into my body and completely solve what it's meant to be. But what do we do? Oh ho, phir se dawai lene aayo. Consciousness, the energy with which we're still having the medicine, but what's the energy with the medicine, the energy with the food, the energy with the water? Energy is playing the role. Take care. And that's why when we come to the center and we learn meditation, then all this becomes a part of our lifestyle. then prasad is not one piece of peda or barfi, but the entire meal is prasad. The entire meal is prasad, and every meal is prasad. Your child has exams, fill peace and calmness in his food. You want to give him a cup of milk, while stirring that cup of milk you say God's love and purity is filling into this milk. Because if you don't do that, your stress and anxiety is getting mixed in that milk. And let the child drink that milk and he'll more stressed than what he was before drinking that milk. Because you added your... Very careful. Food and water can do magic with people. If you have any issue at home, any problem, you need to resolve any relationship, give the intention to the water. And let people drink that water. Last week I had a lady who came to the center. Her husband was a chain smoker. She said, he doesn't listen to me, he doesn't stop smoking. You know what she started doing? She started putting water intention into the water he was going to drink every day. Charge 1 liter of bottle and give it to him. Take to office. And what is the intention of the water? After drinking this water, this mind and body will not smoke at all. It's so pure, it will not have a craving for anything. Intention. Have the water, the energy remains on you the whole day. She said 80% is over. Magic. Magic. So be careful where you drink water, where you eat food, who has cooked that food. Because the consciousness of the person who has cooked the food will easily translate to your consciousness. So even if you're eating out, even if you're eating in the canteen of the office, 20 seconds before eating, add your consciousness to the food before eating it. Don't just eat it directly. That is the reason why we were taught pray before eating. Gratitude before eating. So it's not just gratitude, but taking that purity from God, filling it there. If anyone had mixed anything else, any other energy, it will get diluted. Now I will eat this food. So when we do that, who is the brother in the morning who said firewall? Firewall. All this will help to create that firewall. Because then I'm protecting myself from the energies which are attacking me from outside. So morning, half an hour, 45 minutes, let's take our time, go to the center, start learning the meditation more, listen to the Gyan daily, sattvic food, night, 10 minutes before going to sleep, clean the mind, right thought. Don't need to go and ask the astrologer what's my destiny going to be. Don't need to go and ask. Happiness, health, wealth, prosperity will be my destiny. And most important, I will be a divine satyugi soul. Simple? Don't look at me like that. I'm getting scared. Simple? Simple? You know, when we listen to it all together, it seems very heavy sometimes. But when we start doing it, and when we keep coming to the center daily, very soon it becomes a part of lifestyle. Now I'll just not be able to eat food without pausing for 30 seconds. It just won't happen. Because it's gone into automatic loop. First few days, take care. Fourth day, I would forget, so stop in the middle of eating. Okay, never mind. Half the food is over, half still remains. Chalo, abhi karte hai. Karte, 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 thode din. It's not heavy at all. It's very simple and it's going to keep us very, very light, happy and healthy, and the entire family in harmony, connection. Sit back. Sister Deepa. Like yesterday, we will go out again today for a walk with ourselves. How many had the 1 hour before breakfast in silence? Complete silence. Hanji? No, no, from words also. Very big achievement, 1 hour. Conserved a lot of energy. Try this at home. Keep the early morning hours silent. Early morning hours, the lesser we talk, the lesser we entangle, the more we will be charging ourselves up before we begin our day. And when we learn meditation, then meditation in the morning, meditation before leaving, just before beginning work, just keep connecting to Him. Crisis cannot solve anything. Pause, connect, mind will become silent, answer will touch. Day to day, everything. Okay, Chi. Ben, where is Deepa Ben? Just give yourself 2 months. When you will start experiencing that love, when you will start experiencing the change in your sanskars, when you will start experiencing the lightness that you are feeling here, you will be assured that you are with the right doctor. You know, when we start treatment, how do we start? Suppose you have a particular ailment. Now you need to look for a doctor. So I come and tell you, you know what? I went there, did good for me. Why don't you also try? So you will try. You have to give yourself those few days, for few months for experimentation. When you will experience your healing, you know you're with the right doctor. Handy. Decisions, we will be confused. When I am a weak soul, see, it's like a weak body can have different ailments. Most of us are physically a little weak today. So somebody has hypertension, somebody has high cholesterol, somebody has sugar, somebody has joint pains, because a weak body. Then we start doing yoga, pranayam, take care of our physical health, all ailments disappeared. Right? We may go to a yoga teacher with any ailment. They'll say, don't worry which ailment you have, just do yoga. Right? And your ailment will get healed. Similarly, fear, anxiety, jealousy, insecurity, rejection, lack of decision making power. All these are different ailments. Cause is only one. Weak soul. So now I start doing meditation, and that soul starts getting strengthened. Irrespective of which ailment I came with, that ailment will start getting healed. So let's just start focusing on the healing. When I'm creating a lot of negative waste thoughts, soul power depletes, difficult to take a decision. When I start practicing meditation, taking jnana every day, thoughts get purified, less clutter, less confusion, easier to take decision, and most important, confident to face the consequence of the decision. All my decisions may not turn out to be right. We are not actually scared of taking a decision, we are actually scared of the consequence of the decision. But if we have the jnana, if we have meditation, if we have the power of the Supreme, we will face the consequence of the decision. Let's keep taking decisions. Out of 10, 8 will be right, 2 will be wrong. Never mind. We have the power to face that. So just start the healing process and watch the ailment disappear. Sit back in silence. Sister Deepa will give us the questions for our personal reflection time.
Let us take this moment to be with ourselves. We've been listening to a lot of thoughts, and these thoughts have given us a lot of clarity into how we can heal relationships in our life. Maybe when you were listening to some of these thoughts, there were some relationships which came in your mind which you feel need immediate attention. One or two relationships in the family, maybe with our spouse, our life partner, our children, some relationships at work. Let us take a moment and allow ourselves to visualize these valuable relationships whom we want to heal. And now, as I remember them, I see them through my mind's eye, and I recognize the energy behind the costume. This beautiful soul with whom I have been enjoying this relationship for a long time, and yet maybe there has been some exchange of sorrow because of which now this relationship I'm exchanging pain sometimes. As I become a detached observer, and I see this beautiful soul behind the costume, and I recognize their virtues and qualities. Because of which I receive support from them in some time or the other. And now I choose to send those loving good wishes to them. Filling myself with the energy of God's love, God's unconditional acceptance for me as I am. I now choose to send these good wishes to the soul. More happy with myself. Sending this positive energy I accept this beautiful soul with their own uniqueness, with their own speciality. And I send those vibrations of love, of happiness, I need to heal. office, someone with whom I connect, maybe at a daily basis. Where I need more cooperation. Sitting here in this environment of peace and calmness. I see the soul behind the costume. And I choose to send that vibration of good wishes to them. I appreciate them. For their support sometime or the other. I accept them as they are. And I send this vibration of love, of happiness, of good wishes to them. And now I can see my entire workplace as my family. Enjoy being there, sharing and learning every day. Keeping these good wishes in my heart, I come back. I come back to the present, feeling light, holding on to no unhappiness, no negative feelings for anyone. I feel light and free.
Thank you very much, Sister Deepa and Sister Shivani, for this wonderful session about relationships and how to manage them in a better way. Now all of us will have a break, tea break. You can have your tea and come back. Bye. Tell me. Half an hour? Okay. 45 minutes, half an hour is sufficient maybe, yeah? Okay, 11:45 sharp, we'll start the next session. But before that, there are a few announcements. In the morning, I had announced about the return journey, the facility that you wanted. It's not this Deepak Bhai who is organizing the conference. There's one more Deepak Bhai who resides in Gansarova, who is a Gansarova Nivasi in the transit.